Well, it's Thursday morning, so it must be time to check in with Kyle from Sticks and Stuff. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, everybody out there. And this is a warning that everyone has been in a very aggressive mood lately. Luckily, they've been killing grass and bugs. They've been leaving most humans alone. So a lot of options at Sticks and Stuff as far as weed control. We have the classic Roundup, which is good for just certain spots if you're going to do it. They make certain kinds that are safe for the lawn. Classic Roundup is going to kill basically whatever you spray it on. But one of the brands that's definitely gaining in popularity is a product called Spruce, which is a more natural, a little safer option. And from the time that you spray it until the time that it dries, it's completely people and pet safe. So that one is, that's definitely gaining some traction. The other thing that people are upset with seem to be bees and wasps and ants. So my assumption is that it's just how dry it is, that they're kind of going all over the place. But the construction guys that are, you know, tearing into walls or working on roofs all day, we have a bunch of different options as far as wasp and hornet spray. Some of them are a liquid that'll shoot really far, shoot 20, 25, sometimes maybe even 30 feet. And then there's also a foaming option. So if there's like a nest in the ground or a nest on an overhang, you can coat the whole thing with the spray. So you don't really have to worry about getting chased by angry bees. The one thing I normally tell people is do it first thing in the morning or late at night when it's a little bit cooler. That'll slow them down a little bit so you don't run into the chance of getting stung. And then as far as ants go, if it's carpenter ants, you treat that one way. And if it's little sugar ants, like the tiny little black ones that'll eat your cookies on your counter if you're not paying attention, they make sprays. Ortho Home Defense is a good one. You can use that one inside and outside, and it actually leaves a barrier wherever you spray it, so it's nothing you have to do every day. And then Taro makes these really cool liquid bait traps where you cut the end off. The ants will climb up into like a little ramp, and they'll take the bait back, and it kills the whole nest. So a lot of different options out there.
Killer report, Kyle.
It was a killer thing. Yes, absolutely. That's about as aggressive as I get.
Head to sticksandstuff.com to find a location near you. They've got seven of them, and get your supplies today. Thanks, Kyle.
You're welcome. Happy hunting, everybody.